One of the things that I love so much about webinars is that they are a content repurposing dream. There is so much that you can repurpose a webinar into, but just because you can doesn't always mean that you should. Listen on to hear about the magical world of webinar repurposing. You're listening to the Content 10X podcast, where it's all about content repurposing. I'm Amy Woods, and I'm here to help you maximize your content and find smart ways to get your message in front of more of the right people, whilst also saving time. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Content 10X podcast. I'm your host, Amy Woods, and I'm joined once again by Hayley Evans, who is co-hosting this episode with me. So Hayley, welcome. It's lovely to have you here with me.
Thanks, Amy. I love it and I can't believe we're at the end.
I know.
Flown by.
Yes, I know, and it's been fantastic. So this is part four of our webinar mini-series on the Content 10X podcast. So we're talking all about webinars, as you would expect, B2B webinars. And in this episode, this is, you know, our favourite topic, I guess, because mm-hmm. we're talking about the repurposing and maximising webinars. The first episode in this series, we looked at 8 reasons why B2B webinars are so good and all the benefits of B2B webinars, and why the majority of our guests on our sister podcast, B2B Content Strategists, keep talking about webinars because there's a reason for that, and it's because they deliver. The second episode, we talked about planning the webinar. So planning the webinar itself, talking about the topic and the platform and how you actually format the webinar, what kind of formats and how to run it. And then in the last episode, the third episode, we went through how to promote and market a webinar and the all-important follow-up as well. It's not just marketing up to the point of the webinar. There's a lot to do afterwards as well. And now, as I said, this episode, we move on to repurposing the webinar. Hayley, this is our favourite topic, isn't it? So take it away.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is definitely one of our favourite topics. And, you know, obviously as a content repurposing agency, this is something that we do on a regular basis with every one of our clients. And if a client isn't repurposing, that's the first thing that we get them to do is repurpose their content. And it's a super essential because it really maximizes that ROI. There's so much work that goes into webinars. We've literally just spoken about it on the last, you know, 2 and 3 episodes about all of the work that's gone involved in the webinar. So it's really important to, you know, not run that webinar and not repurpose the content from it. There's so much valuable content that's going to come out of it. And repurposing that content will mean that you'll increase your reach, you'll increase your audience engagement, you'll support different marketing channels, you'll feed different parts of your sales funnel. There's so many different benefits of repurposing that content. You're not recreating new content. You've got really great existing content already. And on our other, as Amy mentioned before, on our sister podcast, the B2B Content Strategists, we've asked all of our guests what their favorite type of content is to repurpose. And webinars come up time and time again. So actually, we've got a brilliant clip from Shannon Howard, Director of Customer and Content Marketing at Intellen, to listen to now.
Another one that we tend to repurpose is webinars. So if we're having a conversation with someone and we're presenting, can we recap that and do that for a couple of reasons? One is, why you spent all this time to prepare for and promote one webinar, why not get more value out of that? But also because not everybody has time to watch a webinar recording 30, 45 minutes long. I know for me, I'm really not. I think it's so funny because I host webinars all the time. I'm not a webinar person. I just won't show up and I won't watch the recording either, honestly. I'm much more of a reader. I've always been a reader. To me, it's easy to repurpose a webinar into written content, but then I also know that it's helpful for people like me who just can't. Like, I have a really hard time with video content. It's just not how my brain processes.
I really love that. Shannon said, you know, why not get more value? And I like Shannon, I'm not a big webinar consumer of live webinars either, but I will consume repurposed content from a webinar. So that really took my interest in terms of what she had to say about that. So when we talk about repurposing a webinar, before we kind of jump into all the ways that you can do this, just to point out to make sure that you have a plan. And we keep saying this, but you need to make sure that you have a plan. So what are your goals? And you may have very different goals for the repurposing of the webinar. Tactical goals to strategic. Is it more focused on lead gen? Is it more brand awareness? Is it nurturing an audience? Is it for search? So you need to have that plan and you need to understand what your goals are. So that's super, super important, isn't it, Hayley?
Oh, it's the most important. So without a plan, we kind of say that, you know, you prepare to fail without a plan as such. So we're all about this plan and, making sure that you're considering all of your different target audiences within your plans too. So if you can use this webinar data to segment your audience, then can you also segment your repurposed content as well? And factor into your plan the distribution too. It's really, really important. So it's not just what you create, but when and where are you going to distribute it? And we spoke right at the beginning of this series, the topics that you might be covering on a webinar. And one of the top topics that you might be covering is a regular Q&A that you're getting from your target audience. So if it's a regular question that your audience are asking and it's a regular answer that you've got as a webinar, which is a regular replay, then redirect them on a regular basis to that replay. Tell them about it. And, you know, we want to be seeing this repurposed content go away for kind of 3 to 6 months after this content goes live. There's a huge amount of longevity in it. And a well-repurposed webinar can result in tons of repurposed content. You know, we've seen multiple social graphics and teasers and clips and infographics and email content. But what you really need to do is make sure you have a plan to publish it so it doesn't just end up sitting around. There's nothing like a content goldmine that's sat and you're kind of like, is anybody going to publish this at some point? So make sure that, you know, it's great to have this plan, but make sure it's in your content calendar so you know what's going out and when it's going out.
Yeah, absolutely. A plan for distribution. Because it is sometimes funny if you do create a great repurposing plan and you have loads of content, but you don't have that distribution plan, you kind of solve one problem of creating this content and maximizing it and create a new problem, like you said, of having all this content and you haven't factored in when and how you are going to distribute it. So that's super important. So in terms of what to repurpose into, we talk about all these opportunities, we'll get into a bit of detail. So this is something that we have spoken about many a time actually on the Content 10X podcast. Most recently, it wasn't that recent, but most recently episode 307, middle of last year, middle of 2024, there was an episode on 10 ways to repurpose your webinar content. So you could go check that out, content10x.com/307. But we're going to provide more than 10 ways now. Anyway, we're going to share more updated ways as well. But you can go and check that blog post and podcast episode out. But we'll share what we're seeing is working now and what we are doing for our clients, what we see work with our clients. So let's start with video content, because if it's a webinar, then most likely, you know, you're therefore starting with long form video content. So what are the video repurposing opportunities into more video? So there could be the on-demand version that you repurpose this webinar into a different on-demand version that is on your website. So I guess that was more kind of editing it, but it's editing it for a new purpose. So this could be gated for lead gen on your site, or it could just be readily available on demand, but there's repurposing it into that. And then there's the repurposing of the video into a YouTube video. So again, this depends on whether it's gated or not. If you are gating this and it's going to be on your website and behind an email wall, then obviously you're not going to put the entire gated content onto your YouTube channel. But in that case, you can repurpose the webinar into a highlights video. So take some, you know, great clips from different parts of the webinar and edit them together a bit like a movie trailer, like 3 or 4 clips coming in, maybe, you know, 3 or 4 minutes, something like that, and have a highlights video, which can also obviously go way beyond YouTube to social channels, LinkedIn, etc. as well. And getting that onto YouTube is an opportunity to optimize for SEO as well and get some great keywords in there for that webinar highlights video, as I mentioned, which could also go on LinkedIn. And then you know, obviously with any long form video content like the webinar content, there's going to be opportunities to slice and dice into social media videos. This really will come back to the format though, because it can be quite hard to slice and dice webinars that were very fixated on slides with lots of small words and things like that, and maybe like the presenter just appears in a little bubble in the window at the top. Well, I mean, when you slice and dice that into social, that might not look so good, and this is why you need to plan in advance, because if you are going to slice and dice for vertical, then what will be the format that will mean that it will look good as a vertical video or square, etc. But you know, that's there for the planning, like social videos from the main video. And a key thing here is obviously you want to be captioning these videos if they're going onto social. People won't always have their volume on when they're scrolling videos on platforms like LinkedIn. So you want to caption them and create custom thumbnails as well. So all the normal stuff that you would do with this type of content, you must do with this repurposed content as well. So they're just some examples of, you've got a video to begin with, and this is more video from video content. What else do we have, Hayley, from our list of repurposing opportunities?
We've got so much, but just to touch on your point about the little bubble in the window as well, we see that quite often. And this is where we mentioned on the previous episode about tech checks and actually having a look, because there's some platforms where you can have a different view of your audience members versus yourself, which is super important when it comes into repurposing the content. So you're not appearing as a bubble, and then the most engaging content can be repurposed. But yeah, the other content that you can also repurpose is audio. So it's also being mindful that you have audience members with different preferences. So some are visual engagers and some are audio. So if you have a podcast, you could also repurpose this webinar into a podcast episode too, or into a little shorter kind of snippet episode as well. We've seen that done regularly. And as I just mentioned, if the video isn't engaging for social clips, you can also create audiograms too. Now, I do want to touch on this as well, because it might not just be that the slides are overwhelming and not engaging. It might also be the presenter themselves. And as I mentioned before, these are live settings and they can be quite high pressure environments. But we've also got a great mini series that we've just done about expert interviews. And within that is a really great guide on how to prepare for them. So it's always really good to kind of check out those free resources, because within it, we do like a lot of coaching as such on how to prepare for an expert interview, which is very similar in how to prepare to, you know, host and run that webinar itself. So we've got some tips within there that your team members could read to just understand how they can present in a more engaging way, and to get the beneficial content to be repurposed. And, you know, there is also the other opportunity as well to look at maybe the Q&A section of the webinar itself and actually think about how you can extend the webinar. So maybe you could also run a new podcast series on some of the Q&As that you found within that. So it's not just directed to solely the content within the webinar itself, but when we're talking about repurposing, we're also talking about stretching that content even further. And then there's obviously written content as well. So whether that this is a singular blog post for your website or a series in itself, think about the customer journey and what kind of touch points that you want them to come across. It might be that actually it's an article for an industry publication or other sites, or maybe the webinar is actually one in part of a series that could become a content for a white paper or a report or an ebook. It could be for, you know, lead generation, but look at it in terms of, sometimes there's a difference between looking at the webinar as a single repurposed piece of content. And that's when we're talking about repurposing it into shorter content. But we're also talking about repurposing content into longer form content. So this is when we're talking about the webinar series or ebooks and so forth. But also the other winter content that you can be doing is looking at, you know, social content for LinkedIn posts, looking at different angles. And we mentioned before about employee generated content. So, you know, supporting your employees with angles of content that they could be writing to support this as well. And email nurture sequences. So we spoke about this again on the previous episode about the importance of pre and post event email nurture campaigns, and also your content for the newsletter. But also don't forget about, you know, where are your, the other places that your community is hanging out, and community posts for them too. So I think there's, you know, a million and one touch points in terms of repurposing content, but this is why we talk about repurposing content so much, because from one, you know, 30 to 60 minute webinar, if you now think of just how much content is going to come out of a short period of time, if you plan that in advance and then you look at all of your content strategy, it's a huge proportion of your content strategy. So planned out and done well means that it's super effective, it's got super ROI, and you're constantly learning from this and implementing it to be as best as possible going forward. So this is why we could not be more passionate about it, really.
Yeah, I agree so much. And I loved what you said, Hayley, about like the fact that it isn't always just breaking down. So building up as well, like you mentioned, like multiple webinars could become repurposed content that goes into something bigger, like a white paper or a report or an ebook. And we've seen that happen. I mean, that is, can be a great strategy. Your annual plan for the year is to do, you know, a webinar every month or every 2 months, and you've planned out exactly what the topics are, and then each one of those is going to become a, you know, fairly significant piece of a ebook, and then at the end you've got this ultimate ebook and things like that, or whatever it may be. So there's the, you're not going to do the other repurposing as well. That will be one part of the repurposing. You can still do all the other repurposing as well, but it comes down to, like you just said, Hayley, there are absolutely loads of ways that you can repurpose. You have to have the strategy and the plan and the why and what's it for and what you're going to measure and things like that, so you don't get carried away with creating too much content and then you don't actually have the distribution plan or the real genuine understanding of why you created it all in the first place. And just to mention, you made a really good point. So when it comes to interviewing people and that content being engaging and what you can do with that and whether you use the audio or the video, and it all depends on the output. You so mentioned our guide, Hayley. So we have our impactful interview guide, just to say contenttonext.com/interview-guide, and we'll put a link to that in the show notes as well, so you can go grab your copy of that. So yeah, lots of ways to repurpose it into video content, audio content, written content. Shout out to visual content as well. So turning, you know, key points, quotes, learning tips, advice, etc., into single image graphics that can be shared on social, turning into image carousels, which are the most engaged with content on LinkedIn. People love an image carousel if they're well designed and nicely kind of layered out and storyboarded, that they're swipeable and things like that, and have a very clear point. Infographics, of course, as well. So lots of different types of visual content. You can also repurpose a webinar into a keynote or a talk. So you've delivered this as a webinar, let's repurpose the slide and the talk into something that you can take to an event and deliver in person, or vice versa. Personally, I've delivered keynotes before and then repurposed them into a webinar, and that's where the webinar story began. So that can work both ways, and that's something to really consider as well. Now, we shared that great clip from our sister podcast, B2B Content Strategist, at the start of this episode, from Shannon Howard, where she was talking about not everyone wants to watch your webinar. So, you know, think about the different ways some people want a written summary. I'd like to share another excellent clip from B2B Content Strategist as well. So this time it's from former CMO of BizDesign, Kieran Regan. And let's hear what he says about how they approach and repurpose their webinars.
The webinar format continues to be extremely valuable and beneficial for us, but we execute it in a series. So we might continue to run the theme or topic over a number of months in a series of webinars. And then we take that live webinar, which is part of an overall theme with relevant topics, and then we repurpose that into various formats to ensure that we reach the widest percentage of our audience possible. So we might repurpose that into an on-demand version, to be ungated. Blogs, of course. We create community posts, so we find our audience is present on certain industry communities, so we ensure we distribute the content produced from that webinar in those channels as well. Smaller video snippets are quite successful as well. And then we often create maybe a high-value gated asset from that content, then distribute that through paid means. So that allows us to really ensure that we are unlocking the full potential of the content that we have created, getting as much out of it as possible, and then ensuring it reaches the widest possible audience.
Cool. So great to hear Kieran talk about their webinars and it being part of a series, which is really interesting, and then all the repurposing opportunities that they have.
Yeah, absolutely. And he made a really, really good point on creating high value gated content and running paid ads too. And that is a real reminder to everybody as well that the paid ads that you're running can actually be repurposed content, which we've just actually done recently for one of our clients, where we've run a series of about 28 repurposed clips from webinars for APAC EMEA ads. And it's just really beneficial to just see exactly what stage of the funnel those ads are required at. So this is something that actually might be out of your marketing strategy at the moment in terms of looking at that lower funnel paid advertisement too. So do be mindful of that. And I think we also, without a doubt, need to touch on what we started to talk about right at the start, which is measurement and my favorite thing, analytics and KPIs. So please make sure that with all the repurposed content that you're doing, that you're making sure that you're measuring it. Because when you then come to run your next webinar, you've got all of the information of what worked in the previous one, and you can then make sure that it's as focused and as strategic as possible, okay? So we talked about repurposing to help maximize that reach. So measure that, measure the reach, measure the engagement, everything that's in related to that webinar. And, you know, we've worked with clients that maybe the webinar itself had, you know, around 100 people attend. But when you're looking at how it's repurposed, you've actually got that content in front of 50,000 people or more. So, you know, we've spoken about the niche subject and the niche amount of attendees, but really, really think about the future broad reach of that for all of the repurposed content that you can be doing. And that's where the maximum ROI is. So when you measure it, you can literally measure that reach and the exact touch points that it's on. And we spoke about it before. This is why, you know, as much as we love an in-person event, the global reach that you can get with the webinar, and especially from this repurposed content, is super important.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, from everything that we've spoken about here in the planning of the webinar and the promotion of the webinar and now all the repurposing, as you said, Hayley, there's a lot of kind of systems and processes and measurement and making sure that you've got everything down right. And the good thing about that is it's then repeatable. So if you're going to set up these plans, we mentioned, I think earlier in this episode or one of the previous ones in the series, we dropped in ClickUp because our preferred project management tool at Content 10X that we use is ClickUp. Maybe other people use Trello or Basecamp or Asana or other very similar tools. Look at developing the systems and processes for all of this. Have plans, have templates, your project cards, things like that. Because the wonderful thing is that once you get it right the first time, it can then be repeatable as well, can't it? So you can look at those metrics and you can learn what went well and what didn't go well and make adjustments and things like that. But the overall process, you know, you can start building upon. So, you know, think of it as something that it takes a lot of work. Well, the more you do it, the more you refine your processes and the more repeatable they can become as well. And of course, if you need any help with any of this, with your webinars and repurposing, or with any of your content, then please don't hesitate to get in touch with us here at Content 10X, because we'd love to help you. So just head to content10x.com. And please do join us in the next episode, which is the final episode of this series on B2B webinars. I'm going to be joined by Steve Jones, who is the Director of Employee Marketing over at Fidelity. And we're joined with Lauren Franklin. She's Senior Marketing Manager of events at Fidelity covering acquisition and channel marketing. And we talk all about how they are using webinars in their marketing strategy. Fantastic conversation. So please do join us for that. Okay, so thank you so much for joining us in this episode. Please do join us in the next episode. So as I said, thank you for joining us. And we do have a free guide as well, don't we, Hayley, that we would love everyone to take a look at and download.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't want you to miss out on this. And we've mentioned it before, but if you've not heard about it, it's our B2B webinar planning playbook. So if you want to download it, just head to content10x.com/webinar-guide, where you can find it there. It's absolutely brilliant. It's a full playbook of planning your webinar, but it's also got a brilliant printable checklist as well, where we've just mapped out everything for you for the future of running your webinars as well. So definitely go and visit and download it there. And I can't believe we're saying this, but it's a wrap on the second series that Amy have run together. So the first series that we did, if you've not checked it out, go and have a listen. It's our expert interview series. This has obviously been our webinar series as well. And we would love, love, love to hear from you and find out what you want us to do in our next series. So if you have any ideas or any things that you want to listen to as more of a detailed series, please reach out to us. So you can email info@content10x.com or reach out directly to Amy and myself over on LinkedIn, or just pop to content10x.com and you can pop in an inquiry there as well. So we would love to hear from you. So any ideas that you have are always welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really keen on repeating this. So digging deep into really particular topics and just sharing some, you know, really high value content, and where we go narrow and we go deep. So let us know. Yeah, we would love to know. Well, thank you, Hayley. It's been awesome hosting this second series with you, and I look forward to more to come. But I guess all that's left to say now is thank you so much for listening, guys, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me again. Bye.